It's time for us to sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, our weekly catch-ups where we look at some of the big stories coming from the UK sight loss charity. Matt, great to chat with you. Not long into 2024 either.
Hello, Alan. Hello. Happy New Year. Yeah, good to get a couple of weeks under the belt and nice to speak to you today.
Well, we've got some nice things to chat about today, actually, some quite funny stuff as well, and some exciting stuff. Well, let's start with the RNIB See Differently Awards. They're back for 2024 and a great chance for people to get nominating some individuals and some organisations as well.
So here we are in 2024, and it's the RNIB See Differently Awards, and it's our opportunity to host an awards ceremony to really thank and reward people in the sector who've been going the extra mile for visually impaired people. We're hosting an awards ceremony in May. There'll be hundreds of people there across the sector and other places. And it's a great chance, as I say, to acknowledge and reward a number of unsung heroes and heroines from the sector who do brilliant work in support of visually impaired people. There's seven categories. And they range from sort of team of the year to volunteer of the year to social media content of the year. On all points within. And what I'd really encourage your listeners to do today is go and engage on our website or on our social media, where you'll find the RNIB See Differently Awards 2024. And please nominate really well-deserving people who we need to know about to potentially be one of the awards winners on the night. And it's a great evening. It's a dinner and awards ceremony. 2 years ago, it was hosted by Amar Latif. And I think we're going to have Amar this year joining us on the sort of judging panel, where we have about a dozen people representing different parts of the sector and other areas of UK society come together and help me judge the shortlist. And then we pick the winners, and those are the people that we award on the night.
And you have until the 2nd of February to get your nominations in. We'll give the main details at the end as well. Let's go from the See Differently Awards then to the Creative Writing Competition.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted as part of celebrating World Book Day that we've launched a creative writing competition for children with a vision impairment. And the great news is it's being judged by Michael Morpurgo. And Alan, you and I are real bibliophiles, and I think we both would have a very soft spot for Michael Morpurgo. I've read and seen Warhorse many times, amongst other books he's written. But, one of the great children's authors of the last 20, 30 years, and fabulous, that we've got a connection with Michael as the RNIB. And great that we can put this competition in place for children between 5 and 12 who live in the UK to write a story on the theme of adventure. And there's different ways, different media through which you can submit your entry. And we've got, a team of people who will sort of be doing some of the legwork in shortlisting, reviewing. And then Michael will step in and help judge the final shortlist and pick the winner, who will get a worthy prize of a number of books by Michael. And I'm sure we can end up getting people to meet Michael as well. So just brilliant for us to be able to partner with Michael. It's a great event. You and I love reading, and it's great to encourage children into sort of writing stories and reading. And fabulous that we've got Michael to help us do this competition in time for World Book Day. Again, this is something that's up and running now, and the deadline for entries is the 18th of February.
We'll give the contact details later too. And what a great name to have doing this as well, Matt. I've read the book, which is fabulous. And even the movie and the theatre production, which I've seen both with audio description as well, are amazing. So a great name to have. Right, let's move on. We'll finish off actually with social media. Some fun with social media, but a serious message behind accessibility as well.
Yeah, I think people might have seen our slight tongue-in-cheek submission on social media, certainly on X, of providing voice commentary to a slightly racy Calvin Klein advert of a male model wearing underwear running around on top of obviously a high building in New York. And this is a Calvin Klein advert, so it didn't have any alt text. And so we've decided to step in and provide the appropriate accessible comms to this. And I think we've had tens and tens of thousands of responses to this. I'm not surprised people have engaged with the slightly interesting content, but what it shows as a serious point to this is that a lot of people and corporations, in this case Calvin Klein, don't routinely think about putting accessible comms around their social media and other sort of communications. And the more we can do to highlight that, and our social media team, particularly I think on X, on Twitter, as was, have been great in highlighting this through a variety of places, and people have taken it in good heart. People like Innocent Smoothies have come back to us and said, oh yeah, fair cop, and gone the extra mile then with a bit of fun to correct. And I think hopefully we'll get a similar response from Calvin Klein. But serious point, we've got to get society to work and make things accessible for everybody, and social media posts should be no different. And actually the size of the response shows that these sorts of things do make a difference and people notice. So if your listeners haven't seen it, go and look on our social media and find our Calvin Klein advert.
Yeah, please do. You'll find the alt text describing what's in the pictures that we're hoping to get everyone to do on social media, making life things a bit more inclusive as well. And, you know, not too many emojis. And when you're putting in your tags, your hashtags and things, make sure you capitalize the first letter of each word as well. It makes a massive difference. There's loads of information on everything we've been talking about on the RNIB website. Go to rnib.org.uk. You can also call our helpline on 0303 123 9999. Our help team are there and ready and waiting to help on your Amazon Echo device as well. You can even ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Right, out of time once again. Matt, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. We'll catch up with you again soon.
My pleasure, Alan. Good to talk about some forward-looking interesting things this week. So look forward to speaking to you next week. Okay, bye-bye.